IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're crossing now to Israel, where the Israeli military has provided new details, changing its initial count of the killing of 15 emergency workers near the southern Gaza city of Rafah last month, saying that investigators are still examining the evidence. Now, initially, the IDF claimed that soldiers opened fire on a convoy of vehicles who were approaching their position suspiciously in the dark. But it turned out that the vehicles included an ambulance and fire truck that did have headlights and emergency signals on them. At the time, Israel asserted that 9 out of the 15 dead were Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants traveling in Red Crescent vehicles. But this account unraveled on the weekend when video footage surfaced on Saturday, and the footage was recovered from the cell phone of a killed paramedic, and it showed in the nearly 7-minute clip clearly marked ambulances, a fire truck, and the headlights and flashing emergency lights. With me on the line from Israel is Amir Oren, an Israeli commentator and political analyst. Amir, thanks so much for joining us here on Chai FM. Faced with this evidence, the IDF has now adjusted its stance, saying that its initial report that there were no lights was mistaken. Can you tell us more about the story?
Well, obviously, this is a very serious matter. And while the feeling here among observers who know how the IDF operates and how it reviews and examines such incidents is that it was not a premeditated massacre. It was probably done out of disregard to the identity of the intended victims, indiscriminate killing. Nevertheless, both the initial version and the probable cover-up in the field, not the cover-up of the story, but the cover-up regarding the bodies being buried and covered, this is being taken as serious here, especially as there is a brand new Chief of General Staff, Lieutenant General Zamir, who only assumed his position a month ago. And this is his very first test regarding credibility, both in the eyes of the Israeli public and abroad. So the Judge Advocate General, who happens to be a female officer, a Major General, along with a retired Major General who is not beholden to anyone in the chain of command, have been tasked with examining the evidence. And one, of course, is waiting to see what the verdict is going to be, because if it seems to be part of the cover-up, the IDF will lose all credibility, and it is already fighting a rearguard action regarding public trust.
Amir, as you say, we're waiting to see whether it was a cover-up or whether it was a genuine mistake, for lack of a better way of saying it. But I'm interested. I mean, we know the challenges of real-time reporting in chaotic war zones. So giving the IDF the benefit of the doubt, it does raise questions about accountability and, as you say, the credibility of early assertions. Before the IDF releases statements, what kind of checks are in place to ensure that the information being released is accurate?
So obviously, senior commanders rely on their subordinates to give them truthful accounts. It doesn't pay for anybody to try and mangle facts and truth, because once it is found out, their career will be over. The problem is that the spirit of this new fighting, which was resumed on March 18th, has been more aggressive by design. The new management of the IDF has prided itself on being more combative, more aggressive than their predecessors who were on duty on October the 7th and throughout the last year and a half. And this aggressiveness has obviously trickled down to the field grade officers, the lieutenant colonels and majors in charge of the troops. And obviously they shoot first and ask questions later.
Amir, how damaging do you think the fallout from this report will be?
You know, there has been so much fallout already that it doesn't really matter. One more incident, one more dent in Israel's image and credibility. The problem is, for the last 3 weeks, ever since this campaign was resumed, not one Israeli hostage has been released. Netanyahu has used this campaign in order to bolster his government coalition, and it is all personal and political, and the majority of Israelis do not trust Netanyahu and are starting to doubt the new military leadership too. And they are also awaiting the verdict here, but it is not top of the list, top of the priorities here in the public attention. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the High Court is about to consider Netanyahu's motion to remove the head of Shabak, the Internal Security Agency. This is what Israelis are waiting to see, whether the High Court will block the Netanyahu move and restore something of democracy. And Gaza takes second, third, or fourth place for that.
And as we know, the UN and Palestinian Red Crescent are demanding an independent inquiry. Amir Aron, Israeli commentator and political analyst, thank you so much for joining us on the line.